When someone experiences trauma, a lot goes on inside them on the neurological level. And even after leaving the abuser, the narcissist, or the trauma-inducing situation, they have difficulties with regulating emotions, their thought processes, or in carrying themselves in general. And as a result of all of what they have experienced, they start believing that they are broken, dysfunctional, and not normal or abnormal. Therefore, it becomes very important for us as survivors to really understand what goes on when we experience trauma, what goes on in our brain, so that we can change that shame into compassion, that dysfunctionality into resilience, and that brokenness into strength and perseverance. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional, and today I'll be talking about how your brain encodes an experience as trauma and what happens after it encodes the experience as traumatic. Although there are many approaches out there that explain how the trauma gets encoded, yet there are other approaches which are very simple to understand, to explain, and to the point. I'll be using one such approach today to explain the process of traumatization. And the approach goes with the acronym of EMILY. EMILY is an acronym where E stands for event, M stands for meaning, L stands for landscape, and I stands for inescapability. And I'll be explaining each one of them in just a minute. For something, for an experience to get encoded as a trauma to begin with, it has to have the potential to be greater than the resources available within us to deal with the hard or tough circumstances. Therefore, the event comes into the picture. The event has to be a kind of perceived threat to our integrity or our existence or our survival in general. An event can be, you know, on a more general level, it can be someone pointing a gun at us or surviving an accident or having to experience someone's death. Yet on more a subtle level, it can be abandonment, it can be betrayal, it can be the feeling of being trapped, not just physically, but also internally on a mental level. It can be the fear of open places. It can be anything that triggers a trauma response. And when the event is heavy enough, big enough, the second criteria that has to get fulfilled is the meaning that we associate with the event. Meaning is basically the attachment with something. It is a possibility of losing something that you are attached with. For example, if someone betrays you, that can mean that you have lost the dream that they showed you in the beginning, speaking more in terms of narcissistic abuse. If someone shifts from being really loving and available and caring and, you know, transitions into a selfish, a careless, and an absent partner, you could attach a meaning, you know, that it is a shattering of who you are, the shattering of the dreams. It's again, it comes to the loss of something that was or is valuable to you. And when this happens, the other important factor that comes in is the landscape of your mind. Landscape is basically the neuroelectrochemical state of your mind. In simpler terms, it means how primed your mind is already to the stressful experience. How vulnerable are you on the level of your brain cells? It's like, have you experienced anxiety or are you experienced chronic stress and anxiety? Do you have PTSD? Is your life very stressful? Do you have pain conditions? And all of that decides like the landscape of your mind. It decides kind of the direction that it's going to take, you know, when making the meaning of the experience that you were or are exposed to. Now, I'd like to point out here that it's more unconscious than you being conscious of it. It happens on a level that you are not aware. So, saying that you do it consciously, you traumatize yourself, that doesn't make sense here. After this, like the third criteria also meets, one more thing that comes into the picture and plays an important role, of course, is the notion whether or not you are able to escape the situation. It's I that stands for inescapability. Inescapability on a more rigid level or surface level would be, can you physically move yourself out of the situation? It's like if you are in a prison, you can't leave, so it's inescapable. And, you know, when it comes to the situation with the narcissist, it's like, is the narcissist so physically dangerous that you can't leave the house or you can't leave the situation physically? Yet more on subtle levels, it's like, do you feel emotionally trapped? Do you feel that even though you are physically free, but emotionally and psychologically, you are tied with them? And there the term trauma bond comes in. That is a kind of inescapability. It's like the kind of feeling that you are stuck that makes it all traumatic. So, taking all these four criterias, an experience or an event turns into a trauma or is encoded as trauma. Now, what happens after something is encoded as trauma is that your mind goes into the state of hypervigilance or into the state of defense. The memory is not integrated, yet it is stuck. That's why it keeps coming back in the forms of flashbacks, be it visual flashbacks or emotional flashbacks. And when your mind and body is stuck in that moment when the trauma happened, it keeps reliving it again and again whenever something reminds you of that, what happened in the past. And the reminder can be either visual, your auditory, or kinesthetic, or you can just smell it. It's kinesthetic is like feeling. If something makes you feel a certain way, you start feeling that way. If you see something like an object, a color, an image that resembles with that, you get triggered. If you smell something, you get triggered. If you hear something similar to that situation, you get triggered. So it's like your mind reacting to the past even though you are in present. To your mind, it has never ended. To your mind, it's still going on as it is stuck in the state of that trauma memory. I hope this has helped you to become aware of what is happening inside you and that you are not crazy, you are not broken, you are just hurt. And all these defenses are your armor, like a soldier wears his armor or her armor when they go to a battle, to a war, because they have to, otherwise they wouldn't survive. So that is the same thing. Your defenses are the ways to protect you. The next time when I will again talk with you, I will talk about what is the way out, how to unstuck yourself. There comes a point of de-traumatization, the breaking this cycle once for all, or resolving the trauma memory, and what are the approaches out there. Till then, let the healing begin.